We left Reykjavik with Hans walking at a steady, rapid and unvarying step. He was followed by two horses carrying our luggage. My uncle and I came behind, mounted on small but vigorous horses. The journey lasted many days, during which my uncle partly confided in Hans and told him it was his intention to explore the volcano to its limits. Hans listened calmly, then nodded his head. To bury himself in the bowels of the earth or to travel to its summits was all the same to him. But one thought began to trouble me. We had seen no evidence to prove that Sneffels was really extinct. What proof was there that an eruption was not shortly to take place? Because the monster has slept soundly since 1229, does it follow that he is never to wake? In the end, I could stand it no longer. I decided to put the case to my uncle. If he does awake, what is to become of us? I asked.
It is now 600 years since Sneffels has spoken,
he said.
But volcanic eruptions are always preceded by perfectly well-known phenomena. I have questioned many of the local inhabitants. I have studied the soil. I can assure you, Axel, there will be no eruption.